A small incident in Tunisia hints at some of the larger strains in the revolutions we call the Arab Spring. Police arrested an activist and journalist named Sofiane Chourabi. He was a prominent figure in Tunisia's uprising against a longtime ruler, but he differed with the new government that came to power, which is dominated by an Islamist party. Chourabi found himself under arrest after he criticized a proposed blasphemy law that he saw as a restriction of free speech. We talked about this with Tunisian journalist Asma Gharibi. So this blasphemy law has been proposed. This activist and blogger wrote against it, and then the police came for him. What exactly was he doing, as best you can determine, when the police came after him?
Yeah, he was camping on the beach, 5 a.m. He was sleeping, actually. So the version of the police, they said that they received a phone call from someone telling them that a bunch of people are drinking alcohol and they're making noises on the beach. So the policemen, they went there. But when they reached the spot, they found them sleeping under their tent. But still, they like entered their tent and they searched it, and they found a bottle of alcohol, of alcoholic drinks. So they arrested them and they took them to the police office.
We should clarify for people, I mean, there are bars in Tunisia. You can buy alcohol legally in Tunisia. What was the law that he supposedly broke here?
There is no law. He didn't commit any crime, but still they arrested him.
What did the police say?
The police said that he was drinking alcohol in Ramadan, and there is no law as well against drinking alcohol in Ramadan. The only law existing in the Tunisian criminal code is that people are not allowed to drink in public.
Now, I want to figure out who the police are. Are these the same police who are left over from the era of the dictator Ben Ali, who was overthrown?
Of course. Yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, like, there are, for example, now the government are talking about like procedures of reforming the Ministry of the Interior and of the whole like security apparatus, but it's not the case, you know. It's like it's a whole process and it will take time. But now, for the time being, like we're having the same leftovers of the previous regime.
Is this getting to be a normal thing, that someone who speaks against the government would find himself facing morals charges of this sort?
I don't know. I cannot really say that those things happened before, but for example, but police harassment is increasing and many other activists are suffering from the same practices.
So is the suspicion here that the same old police who once served an authoritarian regime are now beginning to apply some of the same heavy-handed tactics in the service of this new government?
Yeah. For example, during the month of Ramadan, they're trying now to enforce laws existing, like the same laws existed under the previous regime, but they were never enforced. But now the policemen, and because we're having an Islamist government and an Islamist party like leading the government, so now the policemen are being more and more like firm when it comes to applying these laws, these like moral laws.
Morals laws during the holy month of Ramadan.
Yeah, yeah, and they're shutting down restaurants and, yeah.
At least officially, for the record, is the Ennahda party, the dominant party, in favor of freedom of speech, except in cases that they say it would be blasphemous?
Yes, yes, this is actually what they announce all the time. Even, for example, when asked about whether these laws, these blasphemy laws, would jeopardize freedom of expression, they will say, no, no, like, freedom of expression is also very important for us, but we just, like, we're a Muslim country and we want to preserve the Arab Muslim identity, and we want to protect our sacred values.
Asma Gharibi is a reporter for Tunisia Live, an English language website in Tunis. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Steve.